But we love working for homeowners. They have problems. They want them fixed. We want to help them.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. Available anywhere, anytime at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today with a couple of folks from GNC Plumbing. Brendan, thank you for coming in. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. And Melissa.
Hi, happy to be here.
Excellent. So, for helping the listeners, well, Steve's talking to Brendan and Melissa. Who are they? What are they about? Why don't you give us a little bit of background in how you got to this role for GNC?
Yeah, so my name's Melissa. I went to Rhode Island College. I did public administration and marketing. And I found GNC, and I really love working, but I never imagined that I would be working for a plumbing company doing their marketing. But now that I'm doing it, and I got to know the family at GNC, I really love it, and I really see the connections that we've built, and I love doing their social media, and especially the community events.
Yes, which we'll be talking about, but in the meantime, so Brendan, your story. I think there's some local connections here.
Yeah, so I grew up in Franklin. My family grew up here, and it's been a long road to get to this point. I went to Franklin High School, then I went to Westfield State University for business and marketing. And while I was at college, I did plumbing on the side. To be honest, it was for some spending money at college.
Yeah.
And but as I advanced in college and got to the business classes, I realized plumbing was probably a pretty good opportunity for me. And that's when I wisened up a little bit and started to take it more seriously and, you know, put my head down and started to really learn the trade.
Mm-hmm. Good. And now your role is in certainly that plumbing operations with GNC.
Yeah, so I have a couple different hats just like the rest of us do in the company. But ultimately, I'm the service manager, operations manager, vice president, co-owner with my father and my mother. I started in the truck with my dad learning, you know, how to actually do the plumbing. I went through my apprentice program after college. I got my journeyman license, and then I went and got my master's license right after that. So I spent about, I'd have to say, 8 to 9 years in the truck actually physically doing the work.
Right.
And the past about 6 years has been in operations, you know, helping the rest of the team, growing the company, and training everybody to make sure that we're putting a good service out there.
I think that's a good story for people to listen to, because when I've talked even with recently with some high school students, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And I think, especially knowing the economy today, as I've seen it, the trades have a future, whether it's plumbing, electrical, etc. There's a need for that.
I would have to agree. My experience was in high school, it just seemed that everyone was so focused on going to college, and it almost kind of seemed like there wasn't another alternative. And that was just my perspective. But now, looking backwards, not everybody's meant for college, you know. And we tend to see a lot of, you know, those people are on our team. Like, they're very smart individuals. It doesn't mean that they're not intelligent in any way. We just work differently. We work with our hands. We understand things differently. You know, we might not have the best book smarts or, you know, so like that. But, you know, we can put some really intricate systems together. And just imagine if your house didn't have heating or cooling or toilets or faucets or showers that worked. Like, these are things that everybody depends on a daily basis. And without, that's just plumbing, you know.
Right.
We haven't even got into electrical, having lights to be able to see what you're doing, getting into that shower.
Yeah.
It's very important, and I'm hoping that there's a shift in focus that makes it seem okay for these kids to go into the trades versus feeling the pressure of going into college, because it's not for everyone. And I have seen a lot of people go to college and then they don't even wind up doing what they went for, and they spent all that money and have these loans, and it just is a little bit of a setback. But everyone's got to learn their path, so it is what it is.
And not only learn, but then find the path. And there was somebody along the way that told me, you know, do what you love in the service of those who love what you do. which sounds great. And then he put a little coder at the end of it. And if they pay you for it, all the better.
Well, that's actually a really good point, because all of the apprentices on our team, they get paid to learn how to do, you know, their skill.
Right.
And we also put money towards their schooling as well.
Okay. So it's a kind of getting, a dual track.
Yeah. They don't leave our apprentice program with a lot of debt.
Right.
They're building their money as they go. Yeah. They don't have any debt.
Definitely. That's good. And then related to that, I've had a series with our water superintendent, sewer superintendent. So to your point, people don't necessarily think, but from the time the water comes up the well till we open the faucet, I've got a 3-part series with the water supervisors. It's, you know, what happens to the water as it comes. Then likewise on the other side, once we flush or something goes down, what happens from the flush all the way through to, in our case, the Charles River water treatment plant is where it, at least ours goes. I think Bellingham is not part of that system, but certainly Franklin, Medway, and some of our other communities are part of that. But I think that piece is also, I mean, because those are technicians. They're electricians, plumbers, similarly, and running big systems as opposed to a simple house system, and simple in air quotes. Those, I'm sure, it can be extensive too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes we get to the house and they have an issue and the shutoffs inside the home don't work, and they're always our first phone call. Hey, can you please come help us out? And they come turn it off at the street. And, you know, for us, that's just a starting point. They have their whole series of, you know, pipes in the street, their distribution system that they have to worry about.
Right.
It's not easy.
No. So we'll talk about some fun things, because as you're in the community, you're doing community awareness, at least through a teacher giveaway currently. Let's talk about that, because that was the instigation. You saw me on social and said, hey, and I saw that and I said, can we talk? This sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. So GNC truly loves giving back to the community. So we're hosting a teacher back to school giveaway. So people can go on our website, gncplumbing.com, and we have a back to school giveaway landing page where you can go on that, nominate a teacher that you've had before or that your child has in Franklin and in Bellingham. And you can nominate that teacher, and they could win up to $500 towards their Amazon Classroom wish list, which nominations will close August 14th. And we think it's a great way for teachers to start the school year strong. And we think teachers are really the heart of the youth, and how much we want to give back, I think that really reflects that.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of key points in there. Clearly, some of the budget issues that a lot of communities are running through, teachers amongst others, whether it's apparent PCCs or PCAs, whatever the alphabet soup is for that supporter group, they're always looking for something in the classroom, whether it's paper, art supplies, even assistance on a field trip.
Right.
And yeah, $500. That's a pretty good start for the school year.
And there'll be two winners, so that's exciting.
One for Bellingham, one for Franklin, I think?
Yes, is what possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But those are the two communities that are eligible at least.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
Yes. Very exciting. We also, other ways that we've helped in the community or just been a part of it, is through local sports teams. We love to sponsor the Franklin baseball team, softball, Bellingham as well. So just really, I feel like our heart is really towards the youth, and how we also mentioned how we have like an apprentice program.
Yes.
I think that really like ties together.
The name recognition, getting it out there, having something on, whether it's the sports jerseys or the sports signs, the programs, any of those places, aside from social as well. But yeah, that can help.
Yeah, we also have helped the Franklin Food Pantry, and we've also have a love for dogs. I don't know if you've seen our logo, but it's a golden doodle mascot, which is named Bobby, which is Brandon's dog.
Oh.
So we've helped Bay Path Humane Society out. Our main focus in choosing them was that they're a no-kill shelter.
Oh,
so that's really important to us.
Sure.
Yeah, so just giving back to them as well. So that's been super important for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, because you're trying to, at least from the work side, improve the life in the home. I allow the plumbing, mm-hmm. no plumbing issues.
Yeah.
So it kind of extends to
right.
that
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially the owners and Brandon, growing up in Franklin, they have a heart for the community, and you can really see that, especially yeah. me working here firsthand.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming in from the outside,
yeah.
helping, but you're understanding, oh, this is how.
Right.
Yeah, that's yes. good. Excellent. Standard plumbing services, so from a leak or potential problem to redesign a system, I assume you may go through that type of a scope of work?
So we focus on residential plumbing, heating, and cooling. So
okay.
you won't really see us on a commercial site or something
okay.
like that. But we love working for homeowners. They have problems. They want them fixed. We want to help them. Things you would see us doing would be water heaters, boilers, air conditioning, furnaces. You know, those would be the bigger things, right? But you can call us to replace your faucet, replace your toilet. You know, if you got a leaking pipe or a leaking drain.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for all the things that you need in your home, basically, related to the plumbing, heating, and cooling aspect of it.
Right. That sounds good. Yeah. And for the residential, not commercial. Commercial certainly is a bigger operation, but that's not your focus.
It is. And back in the day when it was, before I got into it, my dad did a lot of commercial. And it's just a different industry, to be honest with
mm-hmm.
you. And it's a lot of waiting for money and tied up things like that. And... You know, we don't have to go get into all that part of it, but
no.
It's more fulfilling to help the homeowner that was really hot yesterday because their AC kicked out on them, and you
right.
got them back up and running, and you see the kids and the family and all
mm-hmm.
that happy again, versus you don't get that same type of feeling doing the commercial work. So
right.
we
yeah.
like to see, you know, leave with people having smiles
yeah.
on their face.
Bigger budgets, bigger risk, but some cases longer approvals, which... doesn't necessarily mean you're out on the street doing stuff.
Exactly.
Right. Cool. So application is out today, and I believe it's available through the 14th, 15th, you said? 15th?
Through the 14th, yes.
14th.
Yeah, they can check it out at gncplumbing.com.
Right. And mm-hmm. I did share that, and I've got a reminder queued through franklin.news to share that, help spread
yes.
the word. And then, of course, this audio
yeah.
will come out so that they'll be able to listen and say, oh, I know somebody.
Yeah.
I want to nominate.
yeah.
Well, some of the other things that we've done was the beautification.
Mm-hmm.
We did the strawberry stroll, which was fun. You know, we
yeah.
teamed up with Paws and Claws over in Bellingham. That's where
yes.
Bobby goes and gets his manicure. So, you know, we team up with them. And one of the cool things about going to the strawberry stroll was handing out all the dog treats that they donated to
mm-hmm.
us
okay.
to, you know,
yeah.
have a good time with all the people walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is me, my mom, my dad, my wife was there, my daughter was there, she's
right.
four, Melissa was there, and me and my daughter were hunting down people on the street trying to give them these dog treats and have them try them.
And there were
funny.
A lot of dogs being walked along the way, so
there
I thought those
were
easy targets.
Yeah, we knew who to give them to. There was a lot of dogs there that day.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of carriages,
mm-hmm.
a lot of strollers.
Yeah, we're also offering Paws and Claws customers 10% off our plumbing and HVAC services.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good. Cool.
We do a lot with them. They're really good to
yeah.
us. The owner, Lisa, is just a very nice person and
yeah.
very
is.
Kind and helpful, and they do a great job over there.
Mm-hmm.
So to replay, certainly plumbing services, residential, not commercial, kind of beginning to end. If you've got any questions, contact and find out the details. From the teacher giveaway, applications available now through August 15th.
14th,
excuse
yes.
me. I don't know why I got the 15th in mind. focus is teachers in Bellingham and Franklin. There'll be two awards.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, GNC name will be out, and you'll probably be at other events in the future. Stop by, talk, find out get some questions asked, and...
Yeah, so GNC will also be at the Harvest Festival.
Okay.
Which
yep.
is, I believe, September 27th.
Yep, the end of the
yeah,
month. Yeah,
from 12 to 5. So we'll have a booth there. We'll probably have some giveaways, and
mm-hmm.
we'll always have an expert there that could help answer any questions.
Sure. That sounds good.
And then a little bit after that, we'll be doing the Turkey Trot.
Yes.
Turkey Trot, yes.
And then we do have some things we're releasing later in the year. We'll be building up towards November. I don't know if we're ready to say yet, but more similar things to the mm-hmm. teacher giveaway.
Well, mm-hmm. it gives us an excuse to come back and have another conversation.
Yes.
Exactly.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in today to share this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for the listeners, hope you enjoyed this. Look up GNC if you have some plumbing needs. Nominate a teacher if you know one that you think would be benefiting this opportunity. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.